What's up, everybody? We back and we live, man. And on this podcast show, we're going to talk about Black Friday. And also, we might add a little touches to it called No Call, No Show as well. We're going to talk about stores like Amazon, Target, how you get your sales up with these big competitors. And also, you know, we're just going to give y'all some points on the inside or the outside looking in, man. And what's your input on this No Call, No Show, Carla?
No call, no shows, I think, has been an issue for stylists for a minute. Uh-huh. There's different ways you can handle it. I know I got a lot of friends in the industry that are stylists and got salons and whatnot. And nowadays, the safest way to ensure you don't waste your time is by implementing, like, policy and procedure in reference to that. Some people have you submit a deposit before you book.
Right.
Which is all good, but the deposit is usually be like low, like $25, $30. That ain't gonna cover the cost of your time. They don't, especially your service, like a 2 or 3 hour service.
Right.
So lately, like if you book with on some platform, then you will request that decline for the card, and that way they don't show within a certain amount of time, they get charged anyway.
What they don't want to give their card, what they don't want to put their card on the system. How do you work?
Then
you
that
tell
ain't
them?
Your customer. What you don't want to put your card on because you insist on wasting my time, or what if you not going to show up your appointment, you want to put your card in, pay a deposit?
Well, because you got some people who think, like, if they put their card in the system, it could be scamming, or the system might not be good, or this might come up.
Well, when you're dealing with,
that,
with like legit systems, like style see and stuff like that, it, I mean, can't nobody see your card number. Only you can when you put it in.
Oh, okay. And what about when people, they don't cancel their appointment probably the second or third time? Would you keep letting them book, or
no,
would you just say, hey, you just give me a call when you ready, but I'm not going to block my time out because you don't cancel on me?
You got to think long term, though. Is that the type of client you really want? That a constant no call, no show, a constant cancel and waste your time all day? That's not even the type of client that you want on your roster.
Oh, okay.
You trying to, and building a clientele, you trying to build clients that gonna respect your time, so you gotta respect theirs as well.
Right.
And clients that that's consistent. You know, they know that it's a business. They book an appointment, that they gonna come and they gonna cancel in the right amount of time.
That's right. She's got a valid point on that, you know, because I do be having clients that book, but they don't put their card in the system. But two, they show up. They do show up. So I don't have no issue with it. The issue that I have when you don't show up and you book, that's a slot that somebody else could have been filled. You know what I mean? So with that being said, just be mindful of somebody else's time, because people got things to do, places to be at, and people to see, and family members to be with as well. You know, family, I believe in family rating of an all-time high. I believe in family support and spending time, because once you get number one mama, you get number one dad, you get number one brother, you get number one sister.
And I think, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, I think it's a double-edged sword, because a lot of these stylists out here, they not respecting the customer time either. They overbook, have people sitting there waiting hours and hours, they show up late, and then people probably supposed to roll with it. I mean, you can't be that type of stylist and then expect people they call and file expect the deposit. That don't fit you.
That's correct. And let's get into the Black Friday. So what's your special deals with this Black Friday coming up? Any suggestions that you want to add on or to, like?
Well, this Black Friday, I'm going to do things a little different. I'm going to offer, like, hair deals while I'm in the shop, because I do plan on working that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
With my first deal, if you book a retwist or a block maintenance, you can get either a style or a detox for free. But I'm also putting out an ebook, which give you like details and like teach you basic braiding skills, in which you learn how to braid, so you can try to do your daughter or whatever hair at home or whatnot if you can.
Because
people think when they teach people how to do stuff, they take away from their pockets or whatnot, when in actuality it really don't. I mean, yeah. because getting your hair done is like a convenience. You pay people to do the stuff that you don't want to do or you don't have time to do, whether you know how to do it or not. Just like if you had a big yard and you know how to mow a yard, you would still pay somebody to come take care of your lawn, right?
Right.
Because it's something you either don't have time to or you don't feel like doing. So it don't matter if you like teach other people how to do stuff. You know, the money will still come.
It's going to come. And two, with the beard oils, I got that going on for Black Friday. It's going to be buy one, get one free. So tap in with that. That's great. That's great business, man. You come in. It's not just for beard. It's also for the skin. So come in, get the service, get the buy one, get one free deal. Also, how you feel about Amazon and all these other stores going competing against each other? Do you think hairstylists and barbers need to look at how they move and how, because their platform is, man, it's A1. People coming,
competing?
Huh?
How they competing? Who compete with Amazon? Amazon the beast.
That's what I'm saying. How can we get into that subconference? How can we, like, because they started just like we started.
True.
So how can you get business owners like me, you, Studio 6, and everybody else on their platform to get onto that level? What would be your suggestion to that?
I suggest you just start. You can start out small like they did. I know they start out in a garage or something like that. Mm-hmm. But you can start out by you utilizing their company to ship your products. I know they offer that now. Amazon, they'll ship your products for you. Or you can sell your products on Amazon. Then eventually you outgrow that, you build a market for yourself, then you know, just take off from there.
Oh, okay. Is networking real good?
Networking, I believe, is necessary.
And let's talk about, all right, the Brunner Bros. You hyped up for that? You ready for that show? The Brunner Bros in February is coming.
I went to the one in New Orleans in April. But I missed it in Atlanta. That was the first Brunner Bros shows I went to was in Atlanta. And I missed it. I'm glad it's coming back to Atlanta.
That's what's up. Big shout out to Brunner Bros doing their thing. Hopefully, I can get a booth to be in the show. And hopefully, Carla can get one as well. Every day has a different aspect to it. So, one day you can be a millionaire. The next day, you know what I'm saying? You can have a Benz. The next day, you can have a 4 or 5 shops. You don't know, man.
Sky's the limit. You can be dead ass broke today and sleeping on a pile of money tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. She got that correct, y'all. For real. Mm-hmm. But on this journey, man, I'm learning a lot. I'm trying to close out 2023 with a banger. So when we get into 2024, Primo Cuts is going to be top of the top tier. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Shania. She came into the shop. She let Carla do her hair. So look out for that video that's about to be dropping every day. What you think about that? You know, you just did a superstar's hair. Like, how you feel about that being in a video that's about to hit all platforms?
It's exciting. I mean, I like meeting new people. She seemed like a beautiful soul, beautiful person. I wish her the best. Now, I've done like superstars hair before, but mm-hmm. I'm not really like a star-struck person. I'm basically like a personality person, like they people energy, and I feel she got good energy.
Yeah, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. And would you like to get on TV shows and cut people hair? I mean, do what people have, like TV shows and getting on ready?
Yeah, I probably would love to do that.
Would you like to go to Hollywood or California?
No,
too?
I never had a desire to go to California. No. The only thing in California that I want to see is Chris Brown.
Chris Brown in California? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Will somebody book you to go on your site and tell you to fly out for this type of price? Are you going to go for it?
Depends on what it is. It has to be worth me missing that time at work. If I can stay home at the same kind of money, why would I fly to California?
That makes sense.
Unless I'm going to color Chris Brown hair.
Oh, yeah. That's easy color. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
So are you getting into, I want to ask you, are you going to get into the vision board thing for your business?
I make vision boards all the time. I make vision board every year.
Every year?
You should do it twice a year, though, to tell you the truth. Yeah. Vision board is a good way so you can see, like, put your vision on paper and actually see what you have or have not done. Because a vision board will be a wake-up call too, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you make a vision board in January, then you come back and look at it in June, be like, well, I ain't done shit on that board. Okay. Then that might light a little fire under you, you know, to go on and do something.
Yeah, I got to get back. Right now, I'm still focused on my vision board. I be looking at it. What I got on my vision board is Jamaica. Definitely got to go to Jamaica. What's I got? Beautiful family. I want to bless my mom with some beautiful kids. Let's see. What else I got? A nice mansion. I want my family in a big ass mansion. You know? And God first. Yeah, most definitely God first with all that. Because without him, I wouldn't be here talking to Carl on this podcast. We wouldn't be here, you know, blessing our clients with our hands, because I feel like God gave us the tools, the things to do. Oh my God. He gave us the credibility. He gave us the hands to make his people look beautiful. So I respect that. Anything else you would like to talk about? Anything more on the Black Friday? Are you going to take your kids to Black Friday specials?
I don't run out there and run the street on Black Friday. I use this thing.
You're not going to run the street?
No, I don't get up out early and fight with nobody over no product. I just want to do that. I'd rather go online.
You
ain't
going to get booted on J's, though? Booted? You ain't going to get the J's Black Friday?
Booted not really in all that. He's electronic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Well, y'all, that's the details we want to get into. We want to broadcast about Black Friday because it's about to come around real, real, real quick. So we want to get y'all prepared.
I will tap in, though, about Black Friday with us stylists in this industry. We have clients in our chair to come through daily. And instead of having our own products sell them at the chair, we send them to the hair stores, which normally not owned by us, by Black people, to buy products or direct them to somebody else's product online, instead of having your own products to sell to people, because you know they need something when they leave, or they specifically ask you for a certain stuff like oil or something like that, and you all direct them to somebody else, and that's revenue that you could be keeping in your own business, in your own pocket.
Right. Yeah, that's what's up.
Man. So for this Black Friday, get you a product to sell.
That's right. You heard that. And also, man, you are listening to the Marlon and Carla Show. This lady been rocking with me since day one, so we gonna have one show that's gonna be dead. It's gonna be called the Marlon and Carla Show, man. So y'all stay tuned. Y'all look for that, and we're gonna have more special guests on the show. But this show right here is called the Marlon and Carla Show, and we about to sign off. Go ahead and put your bio in, Carla. Let them know where you at.
You can find me on Instagram at Boss Hair Boutique. On Facebook, on Boss Hair Boutique as well. And you can book me at BossHairBoutique.GlossJeans.com in the A, Atlanta.
Anytime, and book your appointment at PrimoCuts81.com. And we about to sign off. You are been listening to the Marlon and Carla Show. Peace and love.